New old dads, but we're really just two old dads.
And we're really just
two girl dads going through it together.
Together. Hey, Pat, what's up, dude?
Hi.
Once again. So great to see you again.
As always, I appreciate that. Had a fun weekend. It's been about a week and a half since we were on last.
Yeah, but not a week and a half since we last saw each other.
True. Very true.
Colts are on roll.
Colts, God bless them. I love it.
Hey, their defense is holding up. That big pick at the end of the game has sealed the victory. So good for them.
Yeah, they gave up points early on, but held steady when they needed to. Way to go, Colts.
Way to go, Colts. And those Jets did exactly what we hoped, which is lose another game because pick here we come, baby.
Right? That's exactly
kind of like my fantasy team this year. Oh my God, horrendous, bro. My team is just freaking the worst.
Mm.
I'm going in with guys maybe getting 10 points. Maybe get 10 points.
Yeah, that's that fantasy, it's maddening. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
I'm in two leagues, yeah. doing well in one and not well in the other. And I went into the year thinking the one that I'm not doing well in was I was just gonna roll, and it's completely the opposite.
It's also 2020. Nothing counts.
Nothing counts.
It's not the same.
It's just an asterisk. There'll be an asterisk by 2020. Just in general, it's an asterisk.
The whole year, other than our girls.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you.
So we hung out last night. We hung out on Saturday night, you, me, Angie, and another couple who were trying to bring Cooper Kennard on the podcast coming up next week. So he's another dad, and he, his child, because they don't know, which we'll ask him next time about what their decision behind not finding out the sex of the baby.
Yeah.
He was with us as well, and all six of us hung out.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, they're a week behind us and 2 weeks ahead of you. So as far as they're
in between us. Days.
Yeah.
Yeah, of all the times. And like we knew, you know, we met Cooper probably, it'll be 2 years ago on New Year's Eve this year.
Oh,
so
right. That's right.
What a funny opportunity. I mean, just what a weird serendipitous way to have babies.
No kidding. And like you said, I find it fascinating that, I mean, I have zero desire to not find out the sex. I'm 100% in on that. It's not like, I'm 80% sure I want 100%, no questions asked. So I find it fascinating that the two of them together have a completely different train of thought that Angie and I do, and you and Carrie for that matter.
I need to get a mental advantage in any way possible, let alone.
Totally.
You know, it's a girl. And you're like, oh, crud.
Absolutely.
Karma.
I mean, heck, we painted the room pink, right? Not that you can't have pink for a boy's room. It's
put blue wallpaper on ours. And
oh, there you go.
But yeah. It's pretty. It's very pretty wallpaper for little Gia. And I just think it's so funny too, like, because a couple of my friends, the best man at my wedding, David, him and his wife and mother of his child, Nora, they're just 3 months and they look, you know, because now you're buying just the birth, like, you know, right away birth. Oh God, I'm stuttering like a crazy person. Clothing that's for newborns, and then 0 to 3 month, to 6 month. I mean, we're planning out the whole next 2 years of her clothes.
Oh yeah,
it's so funny because now Nora is 3 months old, and those clothes, throw them out. She's too big; she can't wear them anymore.
You know, it's funny that it's Angie and Carrie are so in alignment, I think, with how they're handling it and what they're doing. And I think obviously a lot of that has to do with the fact that they're, you know, communicating to each other on a consistent basis. And I'm sure one's following the other's lead and vice versa. She's probably organized her clothes in terms of 0 to 3 months.
Yeah,
six
same
to
here.
Nine months and beyond.
Yeah,
probably four different times. She's gone in there and just, you know, little fine tuning here and there. But I mean, we'll spend 2 hours sitting on the floor and reorganizing the clothes again. And that's cool. Good for her.
I was having a thought. We're at 31 weeks right now. So we have 9 left. And I know that you are 6 weeks away.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I think it's 38 days today. It's down to days, dude.
We always talk about like the Kuvad syndrome, right? Where, you know, you gain weight because your wife is gaining weight kind of deal.
Yeah.
Sympathy weight. Well, I'm having sympathy nesting.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah.
Where this weekend I went crazy and really cleared a ton of space in the garage, cleaned the garage. We had a mouse in there, and this, obviously Carrie's going to probably listen to this, but it was only one mouse. I knew it was only one mouse but apparently it was living there for a couple months. So I didn't realize it. And then by the time we caught it and killed it, there's, you know, droppings everywhere. So I had to make sure to sweep all those out. And like the garage, you know, I love my garage. When my garage is clean, and like everything else in the world is right. So I spent.
That's the key to your being balanced.
Yeah, it's very, very much is making sure the sports stuff is on the sports side. You know, we have my side, which is like the tools and the shed, and then we have the camping side, and then we have like miscellaneous and stuff like that. And then the other thing is, today I got bike rack stuff so I can hang the bikes up against the wall
for
the winter, because obviously, well, you know, Indiana winters are. We could ride bikes in January. In general, they need to be just up and out of the way anyway. So I got those today at Menards and was pretty pumped about that too. So like, my Zen is when my garage is clean. And so I nested pretty hard cleaning that and then creating more space in the attic. Cause our attic is just like a crawl space kind of, you know what I mean? Like it's just,
it's a
hole in the wall that I have to climb up into in order to get it.
Yeah.
So I get the ladder and I do that. And I don't know why. I think it's cool. But like I created, like I took pieces of wood and just like put them in between the rafters and then slid the boxes. And now there's like tons of space up there because I did that. So because we have stuff that's just like we're never going to use. It's, you know, a lot of it is Devin's old baby stuff too, which I told Carrie, if we go at it round two here in the next couple of years, we want to make sure to have at least some boy stuff. So in case we have another little boy.
Absolutely. That's great. You know, you and I are in the same timing. I had started organizing our basement, probably a month ago. And it's like my version of purgatory, dude. It's like, I don't enjoy it whatsoever. And
I can understand that.
Oh yeah. And it really takes some buildup. I have to really fire myself up to actually start. And, I did it for about 6 hours a month ago, and I probably have another 6 to 8 hours left.
But you did it again this weekend though.
I did. I only got in about an hour and a half, 2 hours yesterday, but it was kind of spur of the moment.
I knew you would only get that much when you said you were doing your basement. I could tell you were going to get it done as much because of the fact that you weren't as motivated.
Right. Part of it was Julie Dolan was having a small party at Behringer's, and I was off by an hour. I thought it was lasting till 6, but Angie told me about 3:45. Hey, it only lasts till 5. We got to go. So I lost in my mind. I lost about an hour that I was planning to put toward it, but got a lot done. So I probably got about another 3 hours left and I'll have it where I need it to be.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, the girls do it. I mean, the nursery is done, you know,
as is ours.
So it's just a matter of, I don't know, feeling that out. I do. You know, somebody asked me the other day, I think it was my mom. She's like, are you getting excited? I was like, am I getting excited for what? She's like, the baby, Joe. And I was like, well, I mean, yeah, but like, you know, that's like getting excited for Christmas right now for me. Like, you know, it's like, oh, Christmas is coming in about 2 months. Like, like I'll be excited when it's like a week out and then I'll be like, okay,
I feel the same.
Holy shit.
You know, one thing I learned today with the gestational diabetes that Angie has, which we talked about already.
Yeah, you guys are dealing with that a lot. I mean, that completely, yeah. I was thinking about it compared to what Carrie goes through and what Angie's going through. And gosh, you guys doing a good job. It's hard.
Yeah, I'm super proud of her, man. I mean, she's been very, very diligent, especially with this diabetes thing, right? I mean, she's got to poke her finger every time she eats or before she eats. And so yeah, it's a real process. And one thing that I learned just today, we did a video conference or a FaceTime call with my mom and my stepdad. And the whole idea of doing it was just to confirm my mom is going to come out and help out right after the baby's born, going to come out for a week to 10 days and aid in the first week of Violet coming home, first, again, 7 to 10 days. So we were just confirming a couple things with her. Is she going to fly? Is she going to drive? And during that conversation, Angie said that with the gestational diabetes, if the baby were to come earlier, that's okay, but it cannot be come past later. The due date. So if on the 24th, Violet hasn't arrived, on the 25th, they'll induce. That's the due date was from day one's been the 25th, and they'll induce on that day. They won't go past it. So just learned that today.
Well, isn't that exciting? We're going to, right? So November 25th is a Wednesday.
Yes.
And it is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Which is on Thursday.
Yep. You got it, man.
So your daughter is going to be coming on the night, one of the biggest party nights of the year. Yep. I just want to make it very clear.
That's okay. It'll keep me off the streets. And she quarantines a week from, well, Thursday. Basically, Thursday is the last night that she can't not quarantine. So she has to quarantine for 4 weeks.
I can't believe that. I think it's a little excessive, but
I'd
rather be safe. I know we always say that.
I completely agree with you. Yeah.
When we say quarantine, folks, Patrick, you mean she ain't coming out?
Well, no, I have it. My work is such that I can't. I have to go out and about and drum up activity and that sort of a thing. It's just something I feel I have to do. And I do it best that way, right? And anyhow, just this last weekend, we had the conversation of, you know, drawing the line in the house. I mean, you've been in our house. It's spread out over two lots, and and she'll be on one side of the house and I'll be on the other side of the house.
What side do you get?
We haven't really discussed that. I'm thinking she'll probably be back by where the master bedroom and the den is. And so she'll be on that side of the house, and then I'll be in where the living room is and all that stuff. And we'll have to communicate with each other if and when, you know, one goes into the kitchen. So
don't go to the kitchen. I'm going. Yeah, I'm hungry.
I'm going to the kitchen. Yeah, exactly. Me first. So
this is so sad. It, you know, from it's crazy. Non-2020 perspective, like if we go back in time, 2019, we would have been like, you would have been there for your wife till the baby comes. Like,
oh yeah, every ultrasound would have been at. It's just a bummer here that
it's
way.
Like worse for them than it is for us now. Oh, I mean, I know, at least man. For us, we could help and feel like we're doing something. So
right.
Well,
and the fact that this virus continues to, it's spiking throughout the country again, it's just like,
but is it? I mean, but is it?
I'm not going to go down that path.
I mean, what do we know?
I know. So anyway, that was, and I, real quick, I have to fit this in, Joe. It's been a sad week at our house.
It has.
And this is in part why we're doing our podcast, you know, 4 or 5 days later than we normally do on Wednesday.
We don't have a normal date for this podcast.
No, we don't, but we've been pretty consistent Sundays or with Wednesdays. Middle of the week. We've been pretty consistent with Tuesdays or Wednesdays-ish.
Okay.
We started out with Sundays, and then I screwed that all up. But anyway, our little kitty, Calliope, who's been battling kidney disease for a little over a year, it finally caught up with her, and you know, she was really sick. So we had to do what a pet parent hates to do, and that is you know, aid her in passing.
Yeah.
And so that was this last Wednesday. And so my sweet Calliope, she's gone, no longer with us. And it's, it really makes me sad doing this first podcast, because what we would do, kind of our little routine, me and her, is whenever I would come into my office here, I would leave the door cracked a little bit. She would always come in and lay under my feet while I was doing the podcast, or while I'm in here working, or whatever it was. It was just kind of a dad and Calliope thing. And so it makes me sad that she's not here with me, buddy.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Patrick.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
What a terrible, terrible something to deal with during all this. This is
brutal, brutal. But when they diagnosed her last November, they said, you know, you'll be lucky to get 3 months. And she fought it out for almost a whole year. You know,
yeah.
It's a tough kid. And it was crazy, dude. It was like just a switch flipped. Perfectly fine.
She must be happy.
Terribly ill. What's that?
She must have been happy, you know?
Oh, yeah. Totally happy. Yeah, we had a great last year together. We were, Angie and I were very, we were intentional with doing certain things with her and letting her experience things that we, you know, may not have thought of before. So it was a good year.
Well, I'm again, losing a pet is not anywhere anybody's happiness. You know, it's a worst nightmare scenario. So, you guys, Doug, we've talked about you a lot lately. Our listener, Doug.
We have. Doug, you came up several times last night in conversation.
Like, dude, not that one guy, Doug, who listens. Yeah. What are you doing, dude? It's you know, 9 o'clock on a Sunday night. Why the hell are you listening to us, bro?
Doug, I'm going to stop bashing on you, man. I appreciate
it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Leave a review or something.
Thank you, Doug.
Freaking
yeah.
Doug.
Right.
You really, it's funny because we do know a guy named Doug.
Couple
we played
guys
golf with on Friday. Yeah, like, yeah. So I saw Patrick on Friday and then Saturday and then today, all in person.
We
literally have seen each other the last 3 days, which
great
is my dream come true.
Yeah.
So I hope when the babies are here that the girls are going to want to continue to, like, you know, hang out and have us hang out.
Oh, I think, I think we need to really promote that. Definitely. But I don't think that's going to be an issue. They get along so dang well that I think they're really excited about raising these kids together, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's just going to fall right into place, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was great. And then I got to bring this up, you
Please.
Know, and this is more for information sake for folks that are out there. And I'm going to bring this in. I'm not going to ruin it for Devin, right? If I bring it up. At all?
I don't think so.
All good. So, Carrie and Joe, for Christmas, they bought Devin an Oculus, right? It's just called an Oculus.
Oculus 2.
Oculus 2, excuse me. And for those of you that are in the know, and for those of you that aren't, it's virtual reality, right? It's virtual gaming.
Yeah, it's a VR headset that's all-encompassing. It's got the highest video processor. I got the most memory on it. It was about $400. I got a head strap thing that I read was pretty integral to making sure you can, you know, it's a good experience. So I added that to the list. So it came up to about $450. Yep. Got it the other day. Came in the mail.
Well, and you and I today, as we were watching the football game, we looked up the stock, you know, the Oculus stock, and discovered that Facebook had bought them for about $2 billion not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised at all. Dude, the technology, I was blown away at how unbelievably realistic it is, to the point where I would say somebody with a heart issue or something, I mean, you really have to be careful, man. I mean, it's crazy how real.
Did you take your baby aspirin before you took that? You started doing that?
No. No. But I don't know if you noticed this. Cooper was like, hey, man, you may want to stay away from the zombie game. Old man, you remember that? He was genuinely like, I don't know, you may want to stay away from the zombie.
You did the zombie game though.
I did. I kind of did just a little bit.
Dude, it takes a little bit to get used to. It's hard. It's definitely hard because the way the controllers are set up, they're like your hands, right?
Yeah.
So you have to learn. And by the way, I did figure out. I played that mode, and you can take the grenade and put it in your like front pocket, So you have them like stocked up, which I love. Cause so anyway, yeah, you got to play it. And so,
yeah. And when you told me it was $400, I was actually shocked. I would have guessed at least double that, at least double
a grand
for that. I mean,
that's my push
price. A grr. And, the funny part about it, I think, is that you bought it for Christmas for Devin
and you're, no, it was it's both
you're quote unquote testing it out and making certain that it's that it works, right? That's very neighborly. It's very fatherly of you.
No. Remember what I said the other day on Thursday when it was on Thursday when at karaoke, we saw you 4 days in a row.
Holy
cow. Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Living the dream.
The way I look at it is come December 19th when G is born, there's no way I'm gonna have time to play VR headset.
No. Yeah.
So I get 2 months. I get 2 months of hanging out, not, you know, playing it and testing it out, as like you say. But as soon as that 2 months over, I box it up and I give it to Devin and he can play with it for, you know, however long he wants to.
Yeah.
But you know, he does go to his dad's and I'll just play it when
awesome. You're right. You went right into justification mode immediately, and it's justified. That makes
sense. It's a solid. It's 2020. Who says that you can't open Christmas gifts in October?
Hey, absolutely. It's 20. You can do whatever the hell you want in 2020, and just throw an asterisk by it. You're going to be just fine.
So let's move on to our. Did you learn anything new this week from pregnancy?
You know. Actually, I think I just stole my own thunder. The thing that I learned was what I just talked about already, and that is with the gestational diabetes, you can't go past the due date. So that's...
You don't want the baby to get too big.
Right.
Because it could be a problem.
Which is the fear, the primary fear, aside from, you know, mom getting diabetes and it sticking with her the rest of her life, which does happen in like 2-3% of the cases. Where it doesn't go away, you know, we talked about, primarily it goes away when the placenta leaves the body, but there are cases where it doesn't go away in mom, and then like you just said, if you don't manage it, the baby can get too big,
and we don't want that. So okay, so that's something definitely that you learn. I think for me it was a new experience, maybe not new knowledge. Definitely was laying in bed next to Carrie and Gia's little hand or something was poking out of her belly. Like, you know, like awesome. Pushing on from the inside out. And I was like, whoa, that is freaking crazy.
Awesome.
I know. It's nuts. Yeah. So anyway, that was a new experience. I hadn't had that happen. And then I put my face on Carrie's belly and sure enough, I got a little kick or something.
Got a kick in the jaw.
Yeah. A kick in the jaw.
a left hook.
My daughter.
Awesome. That's a trip. Yeah. It's really something to be able to see. Angie will go, hey, check it out. And she'll have her belly out and you can see the baby, you know, pushing with hands, feet or whatever. I mean, you can actually see her stomach moving up and down in spots. And it's incredibly cool. But at the same time, I think of movies that I've seen where, you know, there's something in something pushing, trying to push out. And it's usually not it's usually in a horror movie or something like that. So it's a little bit creepy that way, just because that's what I'm used to seeing, or associating it with. But, at the same time, man, what an absolute blessing this whole experience has been.
This is so cool. So we're on week 31 and you are on week 37.
So we are on week 34. We just passed week 34 us on Wednesday.
And I just passed
31.
Week
31. Right. On yesterday, Saturday. So you have 32 coming up next week and I have 35 coming up this Wednesday.
So let's go into our favorite guy.
Sure.
Adrian Culp.
I'm going to start with week 31. We'll revisit that. What I had noted last time, Joe, was the baby's close to 3.5 pounds and the size of a coconut. And some of the other sources that we'd read at the time that the baby was the size of a small clawed otter, if you remember. And also you can compare it to the size of a jug of Sunny Delight. And awesome. So, yeah, that refreshing drink, Sunny Delight. And let's see, baby's body fat is increasing. Baby's now kicking, flipping, hiccuping. Have you experienced
it? Nope, not yet. Didn't you do it the other day?
Yeah, we've probably about three times now. Angie said she's got the hiccups. And so I put my head down, or put my ear on her belly, and I couldn't necessarily hear anything, but you could definitely feel that, you know, the cadence of a hiccup, you know, a hiccup attack. Yeah. I hate the hiccups. I consider it an attack. I don't like it. So I'm like, come on, bye, you know, shake them, shake it, shake the hiccups. So the flipping, hiccuping, and punching the uterus, doing a lot of punching. Ooh. Yeah, absolutely.
That was a Sunny D commercial, folks. I was looking. That's probably the size of a Sunny D commercial. I thought it'd be funny.
And if you also remember, we talked about from a planning ahead perspective, you know, maybe preparing some meals and freezing them right now.
Yeah, all right.
Right. Yeah. Which Angie and I, we had some aspirations of doing that. We bought a bunch of Whole Foods, you know, nice like chili makings and doubled the recipe and all that. Man, it's all gone. We just ate it ourselves instead of had a meal the night we made it and put it in the freezer and then pulled it back out 2 days later or whatever, you know what I mean? So we had a feeble attempt on our end for a meal preparation session, but that's one thing that Adrian Culp, author of We're Pregnant, the First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook, suggests. It's a good suggestion. And then the other thing that he'd brought up is this is about a good time for you and I either to start researching or maybe even buying a push gift for our wives.
I bought it.
I have two. I think I'm going to order mine up on Monday.
Don't say anything. I'm not
going to disclose what it is.
Don't say anything. Listening. I'll show it to you after the podcast.
Okay. Sounds good. Oh, you have it?
Oh, no. I'll just show you the, I'll show you the picture of it.
Oh, cool, man. Right on. So he suggests now's the time to really research and buy a push gift. And to me, it seemed like week 31 was a little bit uneventful. It's a very short chapter. And he really doesn't touch on anything that, you know, really stands out as like this monumental thing in week 31. So pretty straightforward week is really what it comes down to. The one thing that that he did say is mom's discomfort continues, which is
pretty hard.
Very obvious. Yeah, yeah.
Very obvious. We have our Carrie has another appointment tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Can't go.
Yeah. So you can't go because you can't get in the room. They won't let you in.
Nope.
Really? Is it a are you doing an ultra? Is she doing an ultrasound?
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
So awesome. We get to see the baby again, and we'll have some more pictures. So I'm super pumped.
All right.
To get another picture of little Gia.
Awesome.
I keep calling her little Gia because she's still measuring pretty small, and so we'll find out again if she gained any weight.
Yeah.
God, I hope she's not tiny, 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 but
yeah,
you know, well, kind of fits her personality already.
She's really
punchy and like a gem, a little gem.
That's great. Yeah, Angie had an appointment last Friday too, and one of the nurses apparently said to her, "You really have a live one on your hands here. You got a sassy little girl here," and it was something to do with what she wasn't cooperating. And, you know, during a ultrasound, I don't even know, but yeah, and I already know this, right? Angie told me, I was like, oh yeah, I know it's your daughter, kid. You know, you're like one of the sassiest women I've ever met. And so how can your daughter not be, which I'm good with it. Right. I find that fun, but, I suppose it's a whole different ball game when she's 13, 14 years old with an abundance of sass.
10, The bundle of sass.
An abundance.
Yeah.
An abundance of sass.
look, man, if she's anything like Angie, you're fucked. Because Angie,
you're right.
When she's 12, 13, 14, man, you are so screwed. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, Angie tells me stories about, you know, some of the things that she did at that age.
Yeah, Carrie does the same thing. Yeah, what's the one that's – because I got one that scares me.
She was just a little shit, man. I mean, just she was a little asshole. Some of the things she said, she had called her mom and, you know, just made it sound like she was a little asshole. Oh, and I think she would admit she was. And so there was a 3-4-5 year time frame there. It sounds like she was a very, very challenging kid to have around, much less manage. And yeah, so I just, I'd hate to think that I would ever feel that way, you know. And I'm not to say that her parents were like, God, this kid sucks, let's get her out of the house, you know, whatever. I don't, who knows?
No, ask them. That
moment, right? But like Tim Bradley's daughter, she's 14 right now, and she's a little bear. I mean,
yeah,
just,
oh yeah,
ornery, man. It's just like, I'm just going to shut up until you leave the room, because I don't want to say the wrong thing. I mean, yeah. I literally felt that way around her. And so anyway, it's hard to imagine that that's
they're going to be like that, dude. They're going to be like that unless you have a good relationship.
Right.
They can talk. And Carrie, you know, we heard some stories about when Carrie was younger. Oh my gosh, emotional and just crying. Yeah. And then I lived in a house with three women, Alexandra, Olivia, and my mom. And let's just say when the period happened once a month, they all had it, and I would go into my room for a week. It was above the garage, and lock my door. I'd be like, all right, I gotta weather this storm.
Get me I'm out. Later.
So yeah. Did you read week 34 yet?
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah,
so
do it.
Week 34, it's titled Vernix. I need to discover why. I couldn't find why it's called Vernix. I don't know what that means. Would you Google Vernix while I'm reading this?
How do you spell it?
Vernix. It says your baby's 17 to 18 inches long and almost 5 pounds. It says for mom, it's almost like carrying around a bag of granulated sugar with limbs. And if you think of it, that's pretty heavy, man. I mean, a little bag of, you know, granulated sugar. The baby's fingernails have finally reached the tip of the finger. So they have grown to the point where they're as full grown as they're going to be right now. And then the mom's uterus is anywhere from 500 to 1,000 times bigger than when we started this journey. At this point, boy, that's a really, it's quite a photo you got up there. Baby's about 5 pounds.
I Googled it and shared it with Patrick, and obviously, oof. Yeah.
What is it? Vernix, yeah, we talked about this.
It's the waxy cheese-like substance found in the coating of the skin on the newborn human babies.
Got it.
It's produced by dedicated cells and is thought to have some protective roles during fetal development and for a few hours after birth.
And you just showed me while I was reading that, excuse me, I almost had to pause because the photo that you showed me, which obviously is right after the baby came out of the womb. That's a pretty revealing. That's a gross picture, dude.
Guys, we're
yikes.
Oh my God, we're so screwed. We're so screwed. Yeah. Am I gonna be able to do it?
I'm actually kind of glad you're showing me these photos, because if I wouldn't have known that's I would, my first thought would be, oh my God, there's something wrong with my baby. Because this is pretty
Lanugo. Cool. Here's the Lanugo.
Lanugo, yes, Lanugo. Cool. Right on. Look at that.
Hey, do some research, guys. Go look it up.
Mom's uterus is taking up significant room and causing major discomfort, which Angie is, she's very uncomfortable. She's tired and urinating a lot, which, you know, Adrian says in this book's happening right now. And the baby's lungs are in the final week of development. Mom has to drink her water. They suggest dads really promote mom's drinking water right now. And then another thing he says, from a planning ahead standpoint, get your car seat installed, which ours has been installed for probably 2 months now. So there you go. Just some more tips and tricks from our main man, Adrian Colt. Thank you, Adrian.
Thanks, buddy. Found some interesting tips as well today. I was doing a little bit of research for the podcast, and I found a website, and I want to give you guys 10 tips from medium.com. Matt Paoli. Paoli, 10 tips for expectant fathers from the second time around. So he's been a dad before, and then he's going around. He says, one, don't read a book. Pregnancy manuals and parenting textbooks are a major industry, but don't fall into the trap, because there is no book to tell you what your kid is going to be like. So there you go. Number one, don't read a book. Number two, take a baby moon or a couple getaway. I would agree with that. You guys got a chance to do that. Yes. We didn't do that. But we also have different circumstances than you. So for us, it's kind of hard. Make a plan at work. Put in some extra hours so that when you're on some maternity leave, or I should say paternity leave, you make sure your stuff is taken care of. Get the right stuff. It goes without saying the first few weeks after a baby's birth can be stressful. You got to make sure that they're taken care of and making sure the transition is as smooth as possible. Talk to your parent friends about what worked for them. Get crowdsourced recommendations from social networks. If your baby showers in the future, make sure that register things that you actually will use. I got to say, I got an expert in Carrie. This is her second time around, so she kind of knew all that stuff. So I was really lucky.
Cool.
Survive the first trimester was funny. This was written, obviously, at the, you got to read this before things really get kicking. Morning sickness was real rough. I would have to agree with that. Thrive in the second trimester. We definitely did. And then wait out the third trimester. And then he suggests listening to a podcast called The Longest Shortest Time.
Bless you.
Excuse me. He basically it's pretty bad from what he says, that in terms of, if it just drags on and on and on and on. So at least we have like Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas to look forward for us. For you, I mean, you got Halloween and then Thanksgiving, man, it's here. So
yeah.
Share your feelings, you know, share your feelings with your wife, you know, if you know, what is, am I ready to be a dad should be on, not tabled or ignored. You know, do you feel like you're ready to be a dad, Patrick?
Do I? Ooh. No, I mean,
the other two were be involved and get, no, and be relaxed. So, you don't feel like you're ready to be a dad?
Well, I do. I mean, I'm as ready as can be, but I don't think anybody can be ready until child's in your arms for the first time, you know? So yes, I'm as ready as I can be, but no, I'm not.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm ready.
I just don't know what I don't know. Right.
Yeah. I mean, but that's why I switched jobs. Right. Like, right. Never did the job I'm doing now, but I'll be fine. I know.
Yeah. Well, that's
push comes to shove.
You know, that's something that you say that. Cause I've been in, you know, being a dad mindset now since the day I found out we were pregnant. You just can't help but think a little bit different, right? All of a sudden, oh my gosh, I need to start. Well, I need to organize the basement, right? I need to prep the nursery. So there's definitely a mindset that kicks in naturally that I think is going to go to a whole nother level when that little one arrives.
Yeah. And then, you know, obviously us going to Behringer's on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Right. Right. Yeah.
It's like all done, dude. Forget it.
Curb. What are you doing there? What are you looking up, my friend?
I was trying to find some more tips, but the relax tip is, that's really what it's about. You know, I think we'll be fine. And our parents too, right? They didn't have a book. They didn't have the internet. At least we got the internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no, you're feeling out there. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, it's hard to not look, to think about how it might have been 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and go, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful that it is the way it is now. I mean, you have all this information at your fingertips. You have all this technology that gives you a peek, you know, into what's going on before, you know, before the baby arrives. It's just, I'm very, very happy to be having a baby now with all of the knowledge that we have and all the tools compared to say like 1971 when I was born. Right. I can't even imagine how.
Or the 1800s.
Just kind of like, hey, what's that? Right. Yeah. I mean,
those dads didn't give a shit.
I look at a girl like Angie who's so tiny and, you know, I suppose they performed, you know, cesareans back in the day. I don't know. I don't know when cesareans first came about. Cesarean sections, you know, somebody told me the other day that it was named after Caesar because he was the first one to have a C-section, or his wife was, or whatever. And I was like, what? That sounds a little too.
Cesarean section history. History of the cesarean section. This is perfect. Whether or not cesarean sections have become more common in recent years, also known as a C-section, this procedure involves removing the baby as an alternative means of delivery during the procedure. Sometimes the first cesarean sections is credited as being named after the great Julius Caesar. While the exact timeline is up to debate, the University of Washington reports that some believe Caesar was the first one to be born via C-section.
He was born by a
C-section. The name is actually delivered from the Latin word sedar, which means to cut. While Caesar might get the credit for the name, historians believe C-section was used before his time in the primary use to help babies birth babies whose mothers were dying or died from the birth.
Wow.
Because of this, no narratives exist from mothers who have C-sections before the 1500s.
Wow. So they make it sound as if...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, are you done?
No.
Keep going. I was just going to say it almost... I hear that as they performed a C-section if mom passed away or was about to.
Yeah, despite the grim circumstances, there was a great deal of optimism surrounding babies born via C-section. According to the UW, such babies were believed to have great strength and even mystical powers. Some of the Greek gods, such as Adonis, were believed to be born through C-section.
So that just that right there, you know, just the fact that, can you imagine back in, you know, 1913, your wife's about to have a baby, and it's like, well, and obviously anything can happen now too, right? But I would think your odds of, you know, getting injured or passing away as a birthing mother are far less.
Well, think about it this way too.
You know, I mean, jeepers.
Well, yeah, imagine Angie, for example, with diabetes, they probably wouldn't have known. Right. And then on top of it, if the baby wasn't coming out, they were going to force it out. You can't force it out. So,
man, yeah, right? I mean, it makes you wonder what the well, anyway, I don't want to get too morbid, but
mothers rarely die during C-section thanks to advances in care. The advent of the anesthesia made it possible and less painful. Quality antibiotics and blah, blah, blah. An estimated 32% of all babies are born through C-section. Hmm. It may seem small, but it also represents a third of all births. Hmm. And still, this is a jump from just two decades ago when only 21% of babies were born via C-section.
21, I see. Well, and I think I told you in that Lamaze, that online Lamaze class that we took, that virtual Lamaze class,
yeah,
they showed a video of a C-section being performed. And I was kind of like, wow, that was pretty easy. I mean, it was they make a cut and pull the baby out, you know, and it's obviously, you know, you're cutting through muscle and that sort of a thing. So it's pretty intense and the healing period's great. But at the same time, it's like, that looked like a pretty good option to me. And of course there's the natural thing that Angie's just, she wants to experience a natural childbirth. And I get that. But at the same time,
well, it also says it's preferred method for sure.
What is?
For most women, they want to prefer.
Oh, sure. And I get that. But at the same time, after seeing it, it was like, well, that looked pretty quick and painless, man. I mean, it was like, boom, done. It was crazy how quickly they made the cut and had that baby out. I mean, it was like within 2 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm watching a video.
Of a C-section?
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, my gosh, dude.
That's major surgery.
Oh, right? My God. You should see the tool that they're using. Oh my God, what am I doing? Why am I doing this?
The tool to pull the baby out?
No, the tool to cut.
Oh. Oh. you look horrified.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not invasive. Don't get me wrong. It definitely appears to be the most invasive route to go, but it seemed pretty quick and pretty darn quick. Right? I want it.
Poor Carrie. Oh, poor Carrie. Oh, yeah. Oh, guys, this is. Oh, poor Carrie. Oh, poor Carrie. Mm. Oh my God. Okay. All right. There's the baby. Oh, they're stitching her back up. Holy!
I'm having a kick watching you watch this video.
Yeah, this is like a reactionary video,
I'd say. Yeah, you look pretty.
Oh my God, poor Gary. Oh my God. Oh my God, poor babe. I love you, sweetheart. Oh my God, what are we doing? Oh my God, I want to cry.
Yeah.
Oh my
God.
Pretty
intense, right? Pretty intense.
Okay. No more of that, guys. Here's my piece of advice, guys. Doug, don't go watch the Caesarian.
Yeah, don't watch the Caesarian section video, Doug.
The Caesar section.
The Caesar.
Caesar
the
salad Caesar. Section.
I can't believe that's actually, that's crazy. He was well, the... I guess
the namesake.
Right, right. I'd heard a totally different story. I didn't hear that it was, he was the baby that got taken out by C-section. It's pretty wild.
It was his mother.
Right.
Caesarian section from his mom.
That's heavy duty.
Wow. Well, listen.
You look a little pale, friend.
No, I'm fine.
I know, I'm kidding.
You know, no. I'll be fine too. I just need to see it. Just show me what it looks like before I get in there. So I'm not like, whoa.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. I'm glad you pulled those photos up of the, what was it? Vortex, whatever.
Vortex.
Cause that's pretty freaking gross, man. A couple of those photos were like, what?
Oh, it just looks like it smells really bad.
It looks like it smells terrible, right? It looks awful.
Oh, God. Okay. So we're not, I don't know if we're helping at all.
Probably not.
But in general, we hope you have a good week. I think we're,
yes.
I hope you have a good week, Patrick. Hopefully I'll see you.
Yeah, we will.
I don't know now that Angie's
seems like it just kind of falls into place that we hook up with you guys on a weekly basis.
So, I know. We don't even try.
Well, Angie's adamant about us getting together Thursday because it's the last time she can get together before the baby comes.
Yep, that's true. We're going to knock that out.
Basically leave the damn house. You know? Right?
Whatever. Got to be done. It'll be fine. And then Thanksgiving will be here and you guys will have a new baby.
Yes. Wow. Trippy. Holy cow. Yeah.
So we probably have like 3 more episodes.
It's about right. Yep.
Maybe 4. Cause you're 6 weeks away.
Mm.
We need to have at least 6 more episodes.
Yeah.
We got to do one after.
Oh, sure.
We got to do one where you bring Violet on the podcast. And like, maybe she's crying
Introduce her to Doug.
Hey, Doug, here's that baby that we were talking about. Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious.
Hey, by the way, do you, I feel as if you'd said that, that something went awry when Angie came in and sang that song that time.
Oh, it did. Yeah.
Yeah. So it didn't, for whatever reason, I can't remember why, but I remember you saying it didn't work out. So I would like, cause she's got a second song too. So I'd like her to come in. She's got a really bad headache right now. Anyway, she's got 2 songs now that are Violet related that are just cute as cute can be that I want to get on air. So please don't let me forget that.
Okay. Got it.
In the next 6 episodes, we
got
to
get great. Okay. Out. Got it, Patrick. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. Patrick, do you have a saying as you always do?
I don't have a saying, but this is I've always loved the concept of the Rainbow Bridge with are you familiar with that?
No, please share.
So the whole idea is that there's a heaven for animals, for pets, is called Rainbow Bridge. And I've always found comfort in, you know, thinking that a good friend pet of mine ends up in, pet heaven, right? So this is in memory of Calliope. Over the rainbow bridge you went. I always knew you were heaven sent. I cherish our time spent together. Till we meet again, I love you forever. Thanks, over the Patrick. Rainbow bridge.
Thanks, Patrick.
You betcha. Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you too, buddy. We love you.
Love you too. We'll see you soon.
All right. See ya. Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Bye now.